God, I thank you. Greetings. It's a beautiful day, full of sunshine, hope, and opportunity. I thank God for so many things. However, today, I specifically thank God for life. Galatians 2:20, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Beloved, have you ever just felt so overwhelmed with gratitude that you became so grateful with everything that God has given you? God is so very precious in all he does for us. He's a confidant, a deliverer, a healer, a provider, and most of all, a way maker in perilous times as this. It baffles me sometimes how we as believers can become complacent and stagnant in our thankfulness, because truly, if God was human as us, we would give up and walk away from the things we say we value the most. God, I thank you. Think about this. He really doesn't owe us anything. We owe him our life. He created and sacrificed his only begotten Son, who lived and had feelings as a human and took every pain, sorrow, sickness, beating, and died for us and rose again just so we can have the opportunity of eternal life. Yet, some are not thankful, nor do they appreciate the sacrifice Christ made just for us. Today, I want to encourage you to learn to be thankful. Fact is, God didn't, nor does he have to do anything for us. Because of his love and compassion, he delights in us. Think about this. Just as caregivers take care of those that cannot do for themselves, God takes care of us. Learn how to give thanks in your prayers and deeds towards others. 2 Corinthians 9:11 says, you will be enriched in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion, and through us, your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. I have learned and read a Christian's willingness to give allows the believer to participate in what God is doing daily. It is about more than simply feeding people, giving money to people. It's also about increasing God's righteousness on earth, bringing more thankfulness to him. Charitable Christians have the privileged opportunity to participate in God's work simply by generous giving. Believe this or not, this is all part of being thankful to God. We used to sing a song in church. You can't beat God's giving, no matter how you try. Beloved, consider this. In giving of ourselves in prayer, word, or deed, God is glorified. I don't know about you, but when I'm able to give to others, it makes me happy, and the overwhelming feeling of blessings overtakes me that others are blessed by the blessing that God has provided me. God, I thank you. To every believer on their journey of life and godly purpose, I want to encourage you the more to spend some time throughout the day to say thank you to God, not just for your successes. Learn to offer your thanks for your misfortunes and or disparities. Learn to think of your setbacks as stepping stones to success. If you learn this lesson, your journey will teach you thankfulness rather than defeat. Again, I ask, are you thankful? When you come to the realization that being thankful requires to look beyond your current circumstance, put it into practice, that thankfulness in the good times as well as in the times of struggle or lack will propel your will propel you into a life of the grace and peace of God. We all know it's easy to give thanks to God when we can physically see, touch, and feel God's blessings. But what happens when feeling thankful is hard? How can we truly live a thankful life? As a believer, we must remain focused and true to the infallible word of the Lord. Be reminded, 1 Thessalonians 5:18, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Can you apply this scripture to your circumstances, good, bad, or indifferent? We can all quote, we can all chant, yes, but how do you really feel? Take a moment and think about it. In your daily, truest, honest times, sometimes God, I thank you isn't easy at all. However, my beloved, we have to get to the point where we can embrace it all. Every situation, every feeling, and all that comes as circumstances arise. Moving forward, I want to keep these key scriptures in mind. Philippians 4:6-7, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Romans 5:1, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Quick check. What does faith stand for? For all I trust him. As your faith increases, so will your thankfulness. Let's touch and agree. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for this great opportunity of life, health, and strength. I thank you for the opportunity of salvation and peace. I thank you for your grace and the joy that comes with a relationship of faith. Father, forgive us for our lack of thankfulness. Help us to seek to be thankful in all that we do and say that represents you. Teach us your ways that others may see your light shining bright through us. God, I thank you, for there is none other like you in all your ways. You save us. You keep us. You guide us for your service. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Beloved, this is Evangelist Robinson. Once again, thank you for subscribing, supporting, and connecting with the Prayer, Power, and Praise Network. Continue to share the hope of God, as someone needs to know that God is yet able. Beloved, God loves you, and so do I. Go in peace. We'll chat soon.